You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Again, Ron Siegel Radio within every market. Well, I guess I better do the right opening here. And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Gunnery Sergeant Craig Doner. Gunny, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, indeed, we are continuing our celebration. You have to do this the right way. We're celebrating our military veterans today. And you have to understand because, you know, I'm a slow learner. I'm a simple guy. But I was corrected in understanding, making sure you got to understand the holidays. So even though we celebrate, I celebrate veterans all the time. Not ashamed to say that we couldn't do what we do here in the morning on Ron Siegel Radio every day if it wasn't for the military men and women who have served our country, and give us these freedoms that we all somewhat take for granted. You know, we've even got the, I don't know if you saw this one before, well, I'll share it with you real quick before we go on with the broadcast. Loons on the college campuses, they had a undercover reporter and videographer going out and asking some of the young people at colleges if they would donate to his cause, and his cause was the newest version of Hamas. He wanted to bring a terror organization to the shores of the U.S., and that was his cause. And the young people on these campuses said, yes, I'll give you my $27, similar to what I give to Bernie. Unbelievable how some of these things happen, but they have that right. We have the right in this country to vote for a socialist or a crook or a loudmouth. And it's all because of the great work that the men and women of our military have done in giving us those freedoms to express ourselves as we wish, regardless of whether we agree with them or not. So we celebrate the veterans every week. This week we culminate with Memorial Day, which is not a celebration. That is a memorial. So we're going to talk more with Gunny about that as our broadcast moves along this morning. One of the other things that we are doing is obviously, as anybody that's watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv will know, is I have beaten anorexia, and today is National Escargot Day. So if you've ever had escargot, I know a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people won't even try it. Personally, I enjoy it. But I'll tell you one thing about escargot, and I just as a case study, I do these things as a public service. It's going to take a whole lot of escargot to get a figure looking like mine. Just saying. Also, National Scavenger Hunt Day today. Good stuff going on. Markets, they are skyrocketing right now. The Dow Jones up 213 points. We'll see if that holds. Oil up 46 cents. A barrel, mortgage rates, those are going up as well. I'm going to share with you that it is just a temporary blip on the radar because there is no logical reason for these things to be doing what they're doing in the light of what our economy is doing. Now, I understand the fact, it's pretty simple, that we had a great report come out on new single-family homes. Sales of those new single-family homes jumped 16.6% last month to a rate of 619,000. You have to put that in context, though. When you go from a small number to a slightly larger number, you get a big percentage, and it makes for a great headline. The issue is we need about a million to a million and a half new homes in order to just stay current. That's for the houses that are dilapidated, that need to be torn down, those that are run down, and for new family formations. We need about a million to a million and a half new properties. So when we get these reports that come out and they tell us that we've got 600,000 is the annualized number, you have to wonder and say, okay, well, that's a good number. It's up 16%, but let's put it into context. Just a thought there for you. Speaking of context and the markets, yeah, gas prices up at $2.29 is the national number. If you want to get the best gas prices in the country, you have to go to Mississippi. Their average is $2.05 a gallon. Or you could stay right here in the state of confusion and pay $2.80 a gallon, 13 cents more than the oil-producing state of Hawaii. Now you got to figure that stuff out. It just, you can't make these things up. Speaking of making these things up, once again in the news, we've been sharing this information with you frequently because, you know, as a listener of Ron Siegel Radio, you probably know that Hillary Clinton does make some regular appearances right here on the broadcast, and I think she may be heading this way. Yep, there she is again. Showed up. Now, here's a story, though, that I can't make up. Only in America, only with Hillary Clinton can we get news like this. She is comparing, it was an event, and she's pretty much ignored us here in the state of California, state of confusion. She just figures that she's going to win it. You're not going to care what she does. Kind of like Trump's comment that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, people would still vote for him. Well, here in California, Hillary Clinton, people are going to vote for her. But yesterday she was out there comparing child care and dogs. Can't make it up. Dog trainers are paid more than child care workers, she says. You don't dream of sending your dog to college, do you? You don't worry about whether your dog is going to be exposed to dangerous influences. Comparing our kids to dogs. Really? Now, I don't speak dog, but maybe on that clip when Hillary did, maybe she had something to say that we just don't know about. Unbelievable, but that's where we are in this state of affairs. Then you can go, and you can only get this in America. You have a right to say whatever you want, moving right along. Secretary Bob McDonald, talk about a clown. Actually, I don't think they'd even allow him at McDonald's. But he is the Veterans Affairs Secretary. Now, you're not going to believe what he had to say yesterday because you just can't make this up. He is comparing the wait time that our veterans have to endure for their services to the wait time at Disneyland.
You're absolutely useless.
Now, I don't know about you. I've gone to Disneyland a few times. Haven't been in quite a while. But the wait time of a line at Disneyland compared to a wait time for critical services of our veterans, how is there any correlation there? How can this man still have his job? Think about that. Have you heard? And I watch the news. I watch a lot of news. I have yet to hear of anybody dying while they're waiting in line at Disneyland. Yet we do hear that on a too frequent basis about our veterans. And obviously, we've talked about this before. How about the illegal aliens? And yes, I will use that term, illegal aliens in our country that get better benefits than our veteran heroes. And then you got this clown McDonald. Sorry, clowns, I didn't mean to put you down. But this guy McDonald going out comparing the wait times that our veterans are enduring to a wait time at Disneyland. Really? How could that possibly be in our country? Now, the one thing that we don't have to worry about hearing is we are not going to hear from the commissioner of the IRS. Now, he's in a little bit of hot water, something, again, that the Clintons will be very, very well aware of. But the IRS commissioner, he's under, they're having a hearing today about impeaching him. Commissioner John Koskinen, now he said that he's not going to testify at the impeachment hearing.
This is ridiculous.
Now you have to understand this one. This is not about what he's done or not done as commissioner. It's a matter of violation of orders to safeguard information. Now, what would happen if you had a court order or a subpoena or a congressional order to safeguard information and you allowed it to be destroyed? Do you have a feeling you might get in a little trouble?
So I know whose ass to kick.
Yeah, well, it's Mr. Koskinen, and he just said, I'm not going to show up. Not going to show up for the hearing. He does not care. Unreal. Speaking of unreal, here's another one of those interesting stories. And you have to know a lot about the background here to understand this one completely. Bank of America wins their appeal to have a billion-dollar penalty thrown out of court. They won the appeal. Now, here's the issue. When we had the mortgage meltdown and the entire crisis, the federal government goes to Bank of America and says, we need your help. We need you to take over Countrywide. We need you to take over Merrill Lynch. Okay, Bank of America steps up to the plate, and they do so. Then the government goes back and says, well, Countrywide made these bad loans, supposedly, and we're going to fine you $1 billion because of it. Does that make a whole lot of sense to me?
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, do it first, figure it out later. That seems to be a theme song. Well, we're going to continue following this story as well. Got a lot to go over. We're going to talk today about with Gunnery Sergeant. We're just going to call him Gunny. That way you know who he is. Does anybody call you anything other than Gunny?
A lot of things that end in hole.
Glad you cleaned that one up for us on radio. Might have got us in a little bit of trouble. But that's kind of, we're going to talk to Gunny Sergeant. Gunny this morning got an interesting story about a Medal of Honor recipient. We're going to chat about that today. Where are home values headed over the next 5 years? Who can a debt collector call to track you down? And how to avoid the stranglehold of too much student loan debt? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. That would be texting PEAR, not while you're driving. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you and help you with the accurate equity position in your property. Where are home values headed over the next 5 years? Always a good subject because you need to understand these things. It's a timing issue. Real estate is not a short-term investment, although there are some people that do quite well flipping, not gymnastically. That would be flopping if you're a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, but flipping in real estate. Home values will appreciate by 4%, and this is a Pulsonomic survey, not Ron Siegel Radio. The Pulsonomic survey is a nationwide panel of over 100 economists, real estate experts, and investment and market strategists to get an idea of where they feel the market is heading over the next 5 years. They then average the projections of all 100 experts into a single number. Home values, here's the results. Home values will appreciate by 4% over the course of 2016. These are national numbers. 3.4% in 2017, 3% the next 2 years, and 2.8% in 2020. It means an average annual appreciation, 3.2% over the next 5 years. That's some good numbers. Where else are you going to get that kind of return on your investment? And you still have to pay for housing, whether you invest in real estate or not. Put the money into your house. Maybe 3% down, 0.5% down, 10% down, 20% down, and you can multiply all those numbers proportionally, and it's a great investment for you. So housing prices heading north for the next 5 years, according to Pulsonomics. We'll post this whole story right there, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. You can get the whole story. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So we celebrating, it's very interesting, and I love looking at some of the information because as you could probably tell, those of you watching on ronsiegelradio.tv, you can tell that Gunny is a very, very serious individual. He's a very conservative, suit and tie kind of guy. Maybe those of you that are going with our word's eye view, I might have fibbed just a little.
Just a teeny bit.
Just a teeny bit. But I did find it funny in reading Gunny's bio in the background that you put right in here that you are a draft dodger.
Correct.
Explain that for us, because how can we be celebrating a draft dodger during our Military Appreciation Week?
Well, it sounds a little hard to believe, but when I was a young man, they were going to draft me. And instead of going to the Army, I dodged the draft and joined the Marine Corps.
So I don't want to cause any trouble here because I never do that on Ron Siegel Radio. But were you assuming that the Marine Corps would be an easier duty or assignment than the Army?
Nope. I knew it was going to be harder, but I could go into the air wing, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to play with airplanes.
Okay. And did you – let me ask you, that's an interesting question that I wonder. You hear mixed stories. So when you register and you wanted to go into the air wing, do they – follow through with that, or they still send you wherever you wherever they want, even though you signed up for what you wanted?
Well, it's a good question to ask, because later on in my Marine Corps career, I was also a recruiter. And the way that it works is, if you're qualified by testing for whatever job it is you may want to do, they will do their best to put you into that position unless you fail somehow, either school or in some other way. Let's say you want to be a truck driver and you get yourself a drunk driving ticket or something like that, and you wind up losing your ability to drive. So they do the best that they can. As long as you are doing what you need to do, they will put you in the job that you ask for.
That makes a lot of sense. So you wanted to go into that air wing. Did you end up doing that? How long did you do it? Where did
yes,
you do
I,
it?
Yes, I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, all of it in the air wing, except when I was at recruiting duty, which is called a B billet, and everybody has to do that. But essentially, I was in the air wing the entire time I was in the Marine Corps.
And where were you stationed?
Well, I started out in a little place called Parris Island, South Carolina. And then I went to Memphis, Tennessee. Then I went to Camp Pendleton. Then I went to Vietnam. Then I went to North Carolina. Then I went to Virginia. Then I went to Vietnam. Then I went to...
You kind of went a few places here and there.
Yes, a couple. Yeah, I was all over the Far East. Then I was at El Toro, California for a while. And then back to the Westpac area. And then finally came to Cherry Point. And then my last transfer was back to Pendleton, Cherry Point, North Carolina, El Toro, California, where I retired.
Wow. So you got to see the world.
Pretty much.
Nice. So then something that's fascinated me is watching the work that you do with Patriot Guard Riders. Tell us a little bit about Patriot Guard Riders.
Well, the Patriot Guard Riders were formed when a group called the Wellsboro Baptist Church in Kansas took it upon themselves to start picketing funerals for those that had fallen in Afghanistan and Iraq. And a group of American Legion riders felt that that was not appropriate. And they started the Patriot Guard, which is to provide a shield. These idiots have every right, as you have noticed, or if you mentioned on some of your shows, that everybody has the right to have free speech. But the families also have the right not to see them. So what we do is we form a barrier of flags and people so that the protesters can protest and the mourners can mourn, and neither have to see each other.
Seems to me it's amazing that there's a need for something like that, but how it's in our country, how that's done in a peaceful manner is, you know, I give you guys a lot of credit for that, because I think I'd probably want to go out and, even though I'm not a violent person, you'd want to go out there and just wring somebody's neck.
It does cross your mind, but that's not what our purpose is. And we do everything in a peaceful manner. We've been pretty successful. They've been out here in California four different occasions, which I've had to face them. But for the most part, they stay pretty much in the Kansas area.
So what is the, then, if they've been here four times, how long you've been doing this for a while?
Yes, since 2006.
And they've been here four times. What other services do the riders perform?
Well, we're also, because luckily there's not that many KIAs these days, but we will also come out for any veteran, anyone that served in the what we call first responders. If they pass away, we will come, if invited by the family, and provide a flag line and some dignity to whatever procedure they're doing.
Wow. And you and I talked about this, I think it was after the last broadcast a little bit, that sometimes when the riders see things that are not being done quite up to snuff, you will get involved in educating and maybe even on a volunteer basis taking over some of these services. I think you were talking about here in the city of Orange. kind of educating on how to take a flag down the right way.
Well, what happened was we were in Orange, and at what they call the circle in Orange, which is where Glissell and Chapman come together. And we were noticing that the city worker was bringing down a very large American flag by bringing it down and tucking it under his arm. And we felt that that wasn't the correct way to do that. So we prevailed upon the city of Orange to allow us to take it down. So now every Wednesday, there's a very large group of people, probably from 50 to 100, that go to the Orange Circle on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock, and we bring the flag down and fold it up and take care of it in a dignified manner.
Interesting. And the guard ride, and Gunny's got an interesting story. We're going to talk about it more when we come back. If we focused on it or teased it a little bit on the Facebook page before we went on air, I don't know if you had a chance to catch that, but there is a Medal of Honor recipient that has caught the eye of Gunny. And I would suggest it's probably not something you want to be doing, is getting in his way when he's on a mission. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about who can a debt collector call to track you down and how to avoid the stranglehold of too much student loan debt. That's all on our docket still. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, you can catch 400,000 people this month so far have watched our replay broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live. Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. What are we doing? The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer can help you solve that problem. 600,000 complaints a year. That's the last number I saw that goes to the FTC about the credit bureau. 600,000 complaints a year. Yet they stay in business. I wonder how that happens. Could it be, I think Donald has the word, corrupt, rigged? I don't know, one of them has. Well, it's either Donald or Bernie, one of them. I don't follow either one of them too closely. But the question that we have this morning, who can a debt collector call to track you down? Can a debt collector contact family, friends, coworkers and attempt to find you? Well, the answer to that is yes, yes, yes. But they can't say very much. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act offers consumers a wide set of protections. Most people have no idea what those protections are. The debt collector can say who they work for. They cannot divulge what they're calling for. Although if they say that they're a collection company, most people can kind of figure that out. But they can't give the details and they can't share your personal information. If they do, one of the things you may want to be doing is tracking them. They can only call those other individuals once unless they have a reason to believe there's more and new information that they can glean. If they harass people, if they call you repeatedly, if they call you at the wrong hours, document every call. And then there are attorneys, and we can put you in touch with them. Again, I am not an attorney. I do not give legal advice. But there are attorneys out there who can help with going after the collection company. And they may turn out that they owe you money. As opposed, or you may still owe the other money anyway, but there may be a action or something that you can do to kind of get yourself protected. That is the Your Credit Matters segment today, again brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation with Gunnery Sergeant Craig Doner. We just call him Gunny. Craig, I think the first time that I was introduced to you and you said that very few people even call you Craig, that it's all Gunny. So when I introduce you, I almost feel like I'm dishonoring you by using a formal name.
Well, that's okay. And Gunny is what I've been known for from 2006 to present. I received an award at Riverside National Cemetery, and the director, until he read the award, didn't know my real name.
That's kind of funny there. Now, I was looking over your bio even further. Obviously, I did study it a little bit before you came on, but love the name of your company and the acronym, I guess, of your company.
Yes, it's TANSTAFF, or there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, which if everybody realized, we'd have a lot less socialism in this country.
Yeah, it's interesting with what you do. It's Patriot Guard Riders. Is that a paid organization? Do people have to pay the riders to come and do their business?
No, we are completely free. We do what we do out of love of their loved one and our veterans in general. We charge nothing. We don't seek any donations. If a donation comes our way, we tell them, give it to the USO or some other 501(c). We do everything we do completely free, and we are self-supporting. Each individual supports themselves.
So, again, no free lunch.
Correct.
And it's amazing how things get done better when we're not expecting everybody else to be doing for us.
Well, that's correct. The less rules you have, the better ways things can get done.
Now, I was just flabbergasted when I saw your note when we invited you to come on and share with us and you know accept a little bit of our gratitude for what you do. We had a conversation, or you sent me that there's a Private James Sumner, and I looked at and couldn't fathom the thought that a Medal of Honor recipient and in a dog-friendly park. How does that happen?
Well, originally he was buried in what was a cemetery, a Catholic cemetery in Ventura, California, or Buena Ventura. And at some point in time, the city fathers decided that they wanted to take the property over, so they coerced or made a deal with the Catholic Church that they would give them some property further out, and they would take over this cemetery. But then Ventura did what so many government agencies are good at. They made a huge problem, that problem being, even though there are laws to said they had to, they didn't maintain the property. The cemetery fell into complete disrepair. It then became a point of danger where people would be mugged and people would do drug deals and so forth and so on. So then Ventura decides, we're going to fix this. We're going to bulldoze it completely to the ground and turn it into a park, which is what their intentions were from the very beginning. And to do that, they had to literally break quite a few laws, which, because they're a government entity, we don't get the same protections. So basically it was turned into a park. And as all parks are in Ventura, unless otherwise, it is a dog-friendly park, which means you can walk your dog there, but you're supposed to have the dog on a leash. But of course, I've been there, I think, about 30 times, and I have seen numerous dogs there, very few of them with leashes. And no one protects the property, no one looks after it. The police department come by. I asked in the last 20 years how many people have ever had a citation. None. So essentially, it's a dog park. Even though it doesn't have a fence on it and doesn't have a label on it, it's a dog park because dogs get to run in there and they do whatever they want.
So what's the problem with the, I mean, because, you know, there's a lot of people that are dog lovers, and I don't suggest that, or I shouldn't put words in your mouth. You're not suggesting there's a problem with dogs.
Oh, no. I'm a dog lover. I have a dog of my own. But how many times have you gone to a cemetery and seen dogs running around with their owners, just running around doing whatever they want? It's not a dignified place to have even your loved one buried, and certainly not a place for a Medal of Honor recipient to be buried. It is just not a dignified place. He needs to be in a cemetery, a national cemetery, where he belongs.
And what's involved in making that happen?
Well, because when the cemetery was designated a park, the city came by and said anybody that has a relative there can have that relative removed. The problem in this particular case is that Private James Sumner immigrated from England, and he never married, never had any children. So there are no family. There is no family. Never was any family here in the United States to claim him. So he's languished there since 1912. And I approached the city stating, look, I will take over if you will give me permission to move him. It will not cost you a penny. I had everything already lined up. I had a mortician. I even had an anthropologist. We were going to do it in a very dignified and to preserve him and the site. We would have come in, we would have moved him, and we would have left, and you would never have known we were there. But the city of Ventura decided that, no, we want to keep him here. We want to make him into some sort of an exhibit. They're going to put a sign on the road and saying Private Sumner's over here, so forth and so on. And we're going to improve the property, this and that. And I started this in 2009, and they have done absolutely nothing. They won't allow me to move him, but then again, they won't treat him in a dignified way either.
So how do we correct the problem? I mean, it seems to me that, you know, a military hero and Private Sumner, a Medal of Honor recipient, means he must have. What does it take to become a Medal of Honor recipient?
Well, in his particular case, he was engaged in a battle against Cochise, actually, and he and another private, a couple other privates, attacked and was able to repel an attack by the Cochise. He was severely wounded. But his actions basically turned the tide that took what could have been a loss and made it into a somewhat of a victory for the United States Army. And because of his actions, he was then recognized, and a citation was requested, and he was given the Medal of Honor.
Amazing. And so now he's resting at a dog-friendly park in Ventura. He's got people that now want to move him to a national cemetery. And the city is the city, and I guess you, from what you said, there's another organization also that wants to look into keeping him there.
Well, the Parks and Recreation kind of have authority, and I appeared before them twice, and both times their recommendation was that do we not move him. They say he's part of their history, but the way he became part of their history was he was living in Oxnard when he fell ill. He was 73 years old, and he went to Ventura to a hospital and passed away. And that is all the connection he has with Ventura, is the fact that he was moved there and he passed away.
And now there's environmental issues as well?
Well, one of the funniest things that happened during the hearing, both with the Parks and Recreation and the City Council, this gentleman comes forward and says that we have to do an environmental study before we can remove him, which I felt was a little bit more than a little bit ridiculous. At this particular point, if I can get someone to help me go to the Superior Court in Ventura and be declared his guardian, we can then move him, because the judge can just say, move him, and we don't have to go through any other loopholes. That's it.
Interesting. We're going to talk more about this and how maybe you can get involved with us in this mission, with Gunny in this mission. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. How you get involved will be our next topic, as well as how to avoid the stranglehold of too much student loan debt. You can reach us anytime. Call our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Or you can also go and check us out on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do
do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program, VIPHero.com, VIPHeroProgram.com. And again, that is where we've accumulated or assembled a whole host of individuals who are sharing the mission that I evangelize, and that is basically helping our veterans, active, retired, reserved, military, first responders, police, fire, nurses, teachers, with $5,000 to $10,000 in rebates, whatever's legal, when you're doing a real estate transaction, legal transactions, all of those are there. All you have to do is go to VIPHeroProgram.com, register, see if you qualify, and we will introduce you to the people who have committed to helping. How to avoid the stranglehold of too much student loan debt. It's a simple solution, and ironically enough, I love the name of Gunny's company because student loan debt is a real simple one that most people are really not taking responsibility for. The idea here is, look at the amount of student loan debt is being off. It's off easy to get it. Since President Bush allowed for student loans to not be discharged or set it so that student loan debts are not discharged in bankruptcy, the schools have made it very easy. The lending institutions have made it very easy for our young people to go into debt and go into way too much debt. Therefore, the prices of tuition have skyrocketed. The schools are not, in my opinion, being real responsible on that because they can get away with it. So here's the issue. Go to a cheaper school. There ain't no free lunch. You're going to have to pay this money back, and many, many students are looking at the fact that they cannot buy a house when they get out of college because their student loan debt takes up too much of their income. Make sure that whatever debt you go into can be paid off in 10 years or less. Figure out a budget. Do not go into debt more than what the industry that you're hoping to get a job is will pay in 1 year. There's just a good barometer. If you can't make as a starting attorney more than $50,000 as a starting wage, don't go in debt for $200,000 to get your degree. Doesn't make sense. There are institutions that will help you with negotiating these and making sure that you're not paying for the rest of your life. But think about being responsible up front, and maybe it means going to a cheaper school. And I'll be the first to tell you, there are some alumni associations that make a lot of sense. But once you've got your first job, employers want to know, what have you done, as opposed to where did you go to school at? So it may sound well and good to go to a great school and I went to Chapman College. It was a lot cheaper back then. Now it's Chapman University and the price tag has gone up. But a boatload of money. Think about that. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by VIPHeroProgram.com, VIPHeroProgram.com. It's for the heroes of our society. Just a quick reminder, May 30th, we have got the Wise Guys 7th Annual Golf Tournament. I would suggest taking a look at it. Great causes. Money goes to charity. It doesn't go to the Wise Guys Pizza people, which they're a nice group of people as well. But there's a couple of beneficiaries that are getting all the money for this charity. Tustin's Children's Center for the Blind and Baby Kennedy's Superhero Healthcare Fund. A couple of great organizations. So support our friends over at Wise Guys Pizzeria. If you want more information, just go to our Facebook page or let me know, and I'd be happy to get that information to you. Continuing our conversation with Gunny today, we're talking about a Private Sumner Medal of Recipient Honoree, or Medal of Honor Recipient, I guess is the right terminology, Private James Sumner, trying to move him. So, Gunny, what do we need to do? Where do we stand now? What needs to happen? And where do you want to move him to?
Well, I went all the way to the city council, and the city council denied my request. I got one vote from the city council. And the next alternative is to go to the Superior Court of Ventura and ask to be made his guardian. Once I am made his guardian, I can then simply go to the city of Ventura and say, I want to move my guardian E, and we can move him that way. What was your second question?
So where are we moving him to?
Oh, where am I going to move him? I have made arrangements, or back then I had made arrangements, but we'll take him to a national cemetery in Bakersfield.
I think I'd rather be in Ventura than Bakersfield, though.
Well, they don't have a national cemetery there.
Well, maybe that's the mission, is to create a national cemetery around Private Sumner.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, that might be a little bit more difficult.
The city of Ventura wants that to be a park, and if you were ever there, you'd see why. It's right in the middle of town, and it is a really good place for a park. It's within sight of the city hall. It is a really good place for a park, but I don't say that's not true, but they should allow Private Sumner and anybody else that wants to. And there's 50 other veterans that are there, ranging from a colonel on down to Private Sumner. I would like to see them all get moved, but I had made arrangements. Bakersfield would have accepted him and will accept him simply, or I could take him to any other national cemetery. But at the time, Bakersfield did not have a Medal of Honor recipient, and that's why I thought that would be a good place to have him go.
So what is it? Is it an expense issue, or is it a cosmetic issue that Ventura is looking at here?
I can't get inside of their head, except that they wanted to use him as an attraction, if you will. They were going to put a sign down on the street saying that Private Sumner lies here, Medal of Honor recipient, so forth and so on. I don't know why Ventura doesn't want to release him. They tried to say that it's because he's part of the fabric of their city, but then again, he was only there for 3 days to pass away, so he's not really he wasn't like he lived there for 20 years or something like that. So I really can't answer that question. It didn't make any sense to me why they didn't want to just let him go, considering when they made the cemetery into a park, they asked everyone take their loved ones out of there, and certainly having it be a body-free zone, I guess, would make it a much better park than having 300 bodies underneath your feet while you're running around out there with your dog.
That seems kind of interesting, because I'm not sure, you know, just being a parent, I don't know that I would really want to be going and playing in a park that, I mean, I couldn't imagine taking my kids to a cemetery to play.
Well, that's why they did everything they could do to make it not look like a cemetery. They came in with a bulldozer and bulldozed over took all of the monuments that were there out, and unceremoniously dumped them into a wash where they were found years later. They did everything they could do to make it not look like a cemetery. And if you looked at it today, you wouldn't think of it as a cemetery, because there's really no monuments or anything like that. It does say the park is a cemetery, cemetery park, but you wouldn't know it if you looked at it.
And we've seen some parks. I mean, there's a beautiful, I think it's Placentia or Yorba Linda, has taken a park area and really made a beautiful, beautiful monument. I think the name of it might even be Memorial Park. They've made a beautiful monument and shown the respect of our veterans. If they would do something like that, you would say, okay, well, maybe it makes some sense, right? But I mean, just to be spiteful, it almost sounds to me like it's just being spiteful.
I kind of got that feeling. They just didn't want to. They didn't want to deal with it. They wanted it to be a park, and they didn't want anybody bothering it. And the fact that I brought the thing up, I think, kind of made them a little upset that I kind of, because there's been people in the area that have been after them to turn it back into a cemetery. And so I think I just kind of picked that scab a little bit.
Ruffled the feathers a little.
Yes.
Why doesn't that surprise me that you might ruffle a few feathers here and there?
I have no idea, sir.
Just and this one here, this makes, I mean, it just seems to make sense. If you want to, here's the thing that will always ruffle feathers of city councils and these different organizations. If you get a campaign going and letting these council members know, hey, this isn't right. We love our dogs. We love our parks. We want our kids to be playing there. Our dogs do their business wherever they want to. They don't make a decision as to where they're going to do their business, the dogs. Now, let the city council know that you're behind Gunny and you want to them to do whatever it takes, especially when it's something that's not going to cost the city anything. There's no logic to this. So make your phone calls. Call the city council people. If you are an attorney in the Ventura area, give us a call. I'll put you in touch with Gunny. Maybe you can help him become the guardian and do what we need there as well. And we also ask you, as always, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle of